Hi, I'm Dr. Erin Olivo. I'm a clinical psychologist and the author of Wise Mind Living, Master Your Emotions, Transform Your Life. My teaching, my writing, and how I practice psychotherapy are all drawn from the philosophical traditions of cognitive behavior therapy, dialectical behavior therapy, mindfulness meditation, and the basic science of emotion. I believe fundamentally that understanding and being able to manage our emotions is one of the most important and most empowering life skills that we can develop. Because at the root of all of our most common life struggles are emotions that are being overlooked, ignored, suppressed, or even just poorly managed. Problems like overeating, relationship conflicts, money problems, substance abuse, or maybe even just finding that you're having a hard time reaching your goals, or you're feeling incredibly stressed out in your life. Distressing emotions are often fueling all of these issues. But I feel like the good news about all of this is that when you're able to get a handle on your emotions, you can then also get a handle on all of these problems. And when you do that, you're then able to affect a top to bottom change in any aspect of your life, because you're able then to make more balanced choices each day. And that's what I call wise mind living. One of the first things I teach all of my patients is about three basic mindsets that we all experience every day. They're logic mind, emotion mind, and wise mind. So the concept of these mindsets comes from dialectical behavior therapy, and the basic idea behind them is that at various times, what most characterizes or defines how we're thinking, feeling, and behaving can either be logic or emotion. So we can be in a logic-driven mindset or an emotion-driven mindset. Or we can be in a mindset where there's an integration of both logic and emotion that are defining how we're thinking, feeling, and behaving. And that's what we call wise mind. So ultimately, the mindset that we hope to live in most of the time is wise mind. So it's a state of mind where we take the best information and the viewpoint that our logical, rational mind has to offer us, and we integrate that with the sensitivity that our emotions have to offer us. And that leads us to a wise, balanced, compassionate viewpoint. It's a place where you're likely to have good perspective, where you are in charge, not your emotions, and it's a place from which you can make the wisest choices for yourself. So that's the goal, but of course, it's not always an easy mindset to get to or stay in, especially when something big or stormy or emotionally challenging is happening. And it actually ends up seeming like the very times that we want to be in wise mind the most, those are the times that are the hardest times to access it. And that's why I developed the brief power practice that I'm going to teach you today. It's a practice to help jumpstart the shift from emotion mind to wise mind. I think of this practice as really one of the most important first steps towards wise mind living. Because once you begin to make the shift to wise mind, you can then more effectively use other wise mind living strategies to problem solve and change how you're feeling, or to practice acceptance and cope with how you're feeling when you can't change it, or to set and work toward goals in your life. So this practice offers an opportunity to create a deliberate change of stance towards whatever it is that's going on for you at the moment. And it creates the space for you to begin to mindfully respond to stressful or emotional situations. Because getting distance and perspective from how we're feeling can be actually one of the most helpful ways to begin to manage distress. And it is the key to shifting into wise mind. So you can use this practice as an on-the-spot, quick practice whenever you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, really anytime you're in emotion mind. But I think it's important to point out that this practice is not just a time out from emotion mind, because simply taking a time out would actually just leave you right back there when you're done. But instead, it's an opportunity to change the mode of mind. You're going to change from reacting to responding, from a participant to an observer, from emotion mind to wise mind. So before we actually go through the practice together, let me tell you a bit about what you can expect in this practice. I'll sort of give you the outline first. So this, like all mindfulness meditation practices, isn't meant to be goal-directed, and it's not change-oriented. It's simply about acknowledging and being present with what is happening in emotion mind. Because sometimes focusing on what is truly going on instead of dwelling on what we think should be is all it takes to transform our emotional experience. So you're going to begin by taking a moment to shift into an awareness of your inner experience. And then when you're looking inward, you'll take a moment to break down your experience into its component parts, the feelings, thoughts, and body sensations. When you intentionally break your experience down this way, it will feel less overwhelming, and it also allows you that space to respond more creatively. And then next, you're going to shift from noticing body sensations to noticing your breathing body as a whole. You're going to use your breath to try to open up and soften toward any tension or distress that you're experiencing. And then finally, you'll take a moment to offer yourself some compassion or encouragement before you end the practice. So let's do the practice together. Begin by turning your attention inward. Take a moment to quietly reflect on what's present for you in just this moment. Ask yourself, what emotions am I feeling right now? Simply labeling emotions can sometimes help us cope with them. And what am I thinking right now? And now, what body sensations do I notice? Perhaps you notice tension, temperature change. What's happening in my body? And now redirect the attention you've placed on your body sensations and focus on the physical sensation of your breath and your breathing body as a whole. See if you can allow your breath to help you open and soften to all that is present in this moment. Try breathing into any sensations of discomfort. And lastly, take a moment to acknowledge and allow all that you have uncovered in the moment and allow it to simply be here. And perhaps you can offer yourself some compassion and encouragement by saying something soothing like, I'm feeling distress, but I can accept it in this moment. Or I'm going to just take this moment by moment. Or maybe even, I'm going to try to approach this with wise mind. When you're ready, open your eyes and return to the room, ready to practice wise mind living. I think it's important to think of this wise mind shift practice as a first step toward living in wise mind. After you've taken the space for yourself, you can then move into using other wise mind living tools, now from a place of mindful presence and responsiveness. So if you'd like to learn more, you can find more information about Wise Mind Living strategies on my website, erinolivo.com. Thank you.